Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host, Peter, and with me as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, hey, the kids are back.
Kids are back in town. Kids are back in town. I got a beautiful voice. It's been a while, guys.
Yep.
Got to wipe the dust, a little settled dust off our shoulders.
Right.
Hope everyone had a safe and happy holiday. Our batteries sure are recharged.
Yeah.
I'd say they are. A lot of things have gone down since the last time we all talked with one another. And we missed the big story. We didn't miss it because it happened after we recorded.
I know.
But
always,
it went,
always happens.
Right? It went perfectly with our subject last time, which was, you know, console designs. The PS5 being kind of not leaked. I guess was it leaked back then, or was it kind of announced?
Yeah, the dev kit that was leaked.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Remember, it looked like a big taco.
It looked like a big taco or a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Or one of those Roomba vacuums.
Ooh.
We'll kind of jump right into it, guys. But again, I just want to say thank you for sticking with us. If you want to reach out to us, you can always email us at gentlemangeekpodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Let's get into it.
Yes, please.
Geekly Rewind. Geekly Rewind. Geekly
Rewind. All right. So the first topic, since we're talking about consoles, we'll just jump right into it. The Xbox Series X photos leaked, or actually it wasn't leaked. No. It was actually footage of it was shown. Did you see the video of it?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they showed it at, I think it was CES, and it was like this monolith that came out of like water. It was like all like, oh, the future monolith. Blah. It was a little over the top for what it is, but I like it.
I don't.
Oh. All right. So I'll give you a little background of why I think I like it so much. First off, GameCube is one of my favorite design consoles.
Yep.
This is just a little bit extended. Hopefully, I think it's probably actually the same like size, cube, like square wise, right? Area of space.
It's more rectangular.
It's elongated, of course.
Yeah, which
I think it takes up the same surface area as what I was looking for. But anyway.
Same surface area as a GameCube? No.
No, the square of it. You don't think so? It's about a 360. Okay, not 360.
Maybe width-wise, but not length.
Well, it stands up.
You can. I'm under the...
So height. No,
I'm under
height.
The impression that you can lay it.
Oh, really? I mean, I guess you could. It's your system.
And
I didn't see feet on the side of it, though.
I didn't either, but I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't lay it down.
Yeah.
Like. The current Xbox One X, I won't be buying.
Well, here's the thing too, is that the heat exhaust is on top because heat rises, so it's like a natural release up. So if you put it on its side, it's going to go up into the case and then slowly linger out to the side. It's going to be a stand-up. It is a stand-up. It's only been advertised as stand-up. Well, shown as stand-up, not really advertised yet.
My problem with it is entertainment centers.
I know.
Or shelving.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We had this conversation on Twitter. The Waffinator, we've talked with him on Twitter about this.
Yep.
There's definitely some mixed feelings on this.
Yeah, it looks like a brick to me.
I like it.
I
think it's sleek. I think it's nice. I think it's unassuming.
I think it's an untraditional design of a console.
I like it. I think maybe that's why. So, okay. So it's about as wide as an Xbox One controller, right? And it's about three high, horizontally. One stacked on top of another, stacked on top of another.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Which I could tell you right now, that the way that I have my setup right now, it's not going to fit on my shelf.
It might fit in this cube. Three controllers? Nah, I probably won't. And I probably have to go on top. So this is about 11 inches by 11 inches, these cubes. So it probably wouldn't fit in there. I think they said it was about 13 or 14 inches tall. So... But either way, I really like it. And I think the reason why I like it so much is I really got into gaming. I know I had the regular NES and I know I had the Super NES. When I really got into gaming is when I got a PC.
Yep.
That broke it open for me. That meant multiplayer games, like Diablo 2 for me. I mean, I played Pajama Sam way before that on the computer, and that was like a search and discover game where you kind of click, and it was a kid's
point
game.
Point and click, like,
yeah.
Like
Myth or...
Monkey Island.
Monkey Island, yep, yep, yep. So...
Maniac Mansion.
And then, of course, you know, Final Fantasy XI, all that, that was way later. But yeah. Diablo 2 really started for me getting into, like, multiplayer. Like, whole, there's a whole universe out there where I can interact with people. Yeah, that was awesome. And this kind of brings me back to, it looks like a PC tower. Duh. Microsoft is going the route of what I believe almost like a cell phone company or like a Verizon, right? We're going to sell you a service more than we're going to sell you the device. You're going to lease the device until you own it, which they have come out. They're coming out with plans
like
that.
They did announce those plans.
And you're going to be able to have that system just like on a PC. You can have a PC for the one... Newsflash. I just built a new PC.
Yep.
Andy bought a new PC, actually.
Yes, I did.
But I built it because my previous one was 10 years old. Okay? And it was still playing fine. I just got a new one because I wanted better rendering speeds for the YouTube video that we do.
Yep.
But it was fine. And that's what the Xbox is going to be now. It's going to be something that you're going to be able to play titles coming out for years. And at some point, it won't play them as well. Instead of getting 60 frames per second, maybe you only can play them at like 30 frames per second, but you'll still be able to play them just like you can now on a PC.
Do you think that
and then you upgrade to the next series, because they're Xbox, it's just called the Xbox. The new Xbox is the Xbox, and Series X is the one that they showed, which is really kind of confusing.
What do you think? I think it's going to be customizable. Do you think you're going to be able to change components inside it?
I don't think you're going to be able to rip it open, but I see these consoles being more disposable. I think that the Xbox Series X is going to be much cheaper than what we've seen release consoles. So like the $500, $600 Xbox One that came out when it was released. I think this one's going to be more like $300, $400.
No.
Just like a cell phone.
No.
Yes. Even though cell phones actually go for like $700 and you do the lease plan or whatever. But I think the Xbox, there's going to be an Xbox Series X. There'll be an Xbox Series B and an Xbox Series A, and there'll be tiered amounts. So if you want to get the top one, like the Xbox One Elite, $600, sure. Then the Xbox Series X will be $450. And then there'll be an Xbox Series A or whatever it's going to be called. But it's going to be they're already bringing out, they're showing series, just like iPhone 9, iPhone 10, whatever. They're going to be selling more software than I think anyone's ever seen before. Software either disc-based or most likely with them rolling everything into the Game Pass, the yearly subscription.
Yeah.
They already have an ecosystem ready and rearing to go. They missed the train on the Zune, right?
Yeah.
That didn't take off. They missed the train. They're going to be ahead of the curb on this one. Well, that's my thought. I think they're going to become more of a software company than an actual console company. And it's just because their ecosystem everyone has one in their home.
What do you mean, like
a
Sega?
PC. No, not like Sega.
Well, they were a console company.
They're more of a, what do you call it? A brand or a licensing company.
Now,
they license. Yeah, that's what I mean now.
Now, but yeah. Not originally. They were in a console game for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yes, true. Yes. And I don't see Xbox leaving it completely like that.
Well, no. Well, Sega didn't have a choice. They just made some really bad decisions.
Well, they released
in marketing.
System after system after system after system after
too
system.
Too close to each other.
Too close. Xbox could do that, but I think they have a better ecosystem with online now.
They're kind of doing that right now.
Yeah.
I think, you think of it. They did, you know, the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Then the 1S.
Yep.
Then the 1X.
Yep. Yep. All what, 3 years apart?
If that.
And that's you can get like, I'm pretty sure you can get an Xbox One S now for like $150.
Yeah, they're dirt cheap now.
They're dirt cheap. And that, to me, I'm almost, what I will wager an error beer that when they actually announce the prices for it, there's going to be tiered systems. And it's going to start as low as about $300, and it'll go all the way up to like $600 on the top tier. And they will all have leasing options. I will put an error beer on that. I'm that confident.
All right.
All right. And this comes into another question that I had. Are PCs the future of going digital? Because I'll give another reason on why I decided to build now when my computers aren't good.
I'll go with you on that because I think you get companies like Steam that they're already doing it. I mean,
but the Game Pass, when you have a PC now that's able to play Game Pass games, if you wanted to, the Windows 10 game bar is pretty intuitive. It's nice. You can control it by hitting your home button on the Xbox just like you could on your console.
Yep.
It's all interchangeable now. And that's why I invested money in a updated computer as well. My next step will be investing in a better graphics card.
Yeah.
Because mine's kind of doo-doo pie. It's good for 1080p, which is all I need because I don't feel like upgrading my monitor to do like 1440. I don't want any of that.
Yep.
Excuse me. So I upgraded now because I feel like the time has come where with all the cross-platforming happening, it's going to be one in the same, right?
Yeah.
Where you'll be able to play on your Xbox. I'll be able to play on my PC on all titles across the board.
There'll be limitations. That's their goal in the long run anyways. And I think their ultimate goal is the cross-platform too.
Yeah. Think about how much money they'll save if they don't have to pump out that many consoles. The Xbox is already losing the console wars over the decades, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they lose money on the consoles no matter what. I mean, even when they produced the original Xbox, the OG, they lost about $100 to $150 per console on the build of the console. And they
at that time they were trying to break into the market though too.
Well, yeah, they were trying to break into the market, and they were also hoping and did make up the difference on the back end of the software end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I mean, car makers, it's the same deal.
Sure,
you know, car makers lose money on cars, building cars. People don't understand why replacement
OEM parts,
why replacement parts are so expensive, is because. Go. You think of the money that when they build it, the money that goes into building the vehicle, the back end, it has to be that way in order for them to be sustainable.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, then that makes sense.
I mean, I'm not saying that I justify price gouging, but you have to look at it from the standpoint. I mean, I'll give you a basic example of, or like a car radio, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm going to date myself a little bit here.
Cassette players?
Yes. AM, FM cassette players versus CD players.
Sure.
All right. If you were building your, if you went in back in the day and bought a vehicle and you per se built your own, you know, pre-ordered.
Sure.
So most car makers, the option for a CD player in a vehicle, it's a $200 option on the build sheet. So you decide to get the AM/FM to, you know, to save $200.
Yeah.
Right. You decide later, a few years later, you say, oh, I should have got the CD player. I'm gonna go to the dealer and see about getting a factory CD player. $900 later. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. God. So I'll go back in time with you a little bit. I do remember going to like Best Buy. I think Best Buy was like the only place that really had like, it wasn't the only place because you're right. You could go back to the dealer and get an OEM. But if you go to like Best Buy, all the cool third party things you could buy, like the CD decks that would like flip out and flip up. Uh-huh. Those were so cool. And you could have like the little, the whatever you call them, the bar graph or the bars, the sound, like the LCD displays.
Yeah,
that throws me back because I think every car I owned
up until the new ones. Because guess what? Can't change them in the new ones.
Ooh.
You want to know why? You give a little inside info here.
Yeah.
The reason why you can't is because everything is wired through the radio and the heater controls.
Really?
Why
would they do that? There was a market for that.
Well, because it wasn't their money. That's why.
I get it.
Why are they gonna give money to everybody else?
That's messed up, man. I don't agree with that.
That's how the car makers think.
That's messed up.
So Chrysler's, you can't change a radio in a Chrysler.
Man, it was fun back in the day. Every car until I got, I think my second to last car. Yeah. So it was in like 2012 when I got my
To an end.
Yeah.
Huh. No more.
At that point, I was kind of out of it anyway, that I wanted to change, like customize it at that point. But
yeah, it's expensive.
It's expensive. I probably bought 3 or 4 decks.
I think of all the money I spent in my 200SX. Yeah. Could have paid my mortgage for a year.
That's gross. Yep. It's good. I mean,
it is.
Funny. Yeah. So anyway, that's our thoughts on the Xbox One X.
Gross.
Gross. I like it. I liked it. I said Xbox One X. I'm already getting messed up. Xbox Series X that they showed.
I don't know. Space is an issue to me. You know, I think that a console should be good looking and
practical.
Yes, practical.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's practical.
I don't disagree with you there, but I think at some point, and this kind of contradicts what I said before, where looks don't really matter to me, because technically they don't. But this one intrigues me because it looks so good to me.
No, I know. You know? But
it speaks to me for some reason.
I'm not going to have anywhere to put it.
Gotcha.
I will have to reconfigure setup.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have to worry about it.
And I don't feel like moving my big TV again.
Yeah. They already said, and this is another thing that Xbox.
Oh, hey, yo.
Hey, yo. This is another thing that the Xbox or Microsoft came out and said was there's not going to be any first party titles on launch, which, okay, whatever. But then they also stated that the Xbox Ones currently will still be able to play new titles going to the future. So that to me just speaks to volumes that they're going to be more of a leasing, more of a software-based focused company. You have Phil Spencer saying, yes, that consoles are still... We're not going to stop making consoles, which they're not.
They're
just going to make leasing agreements and make hand over foot on those, because someone can't walk into a store and buy something for $600, but they sure can pay $50 for, you know, 7 years.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You will never, ever get me to lease a system.
No. I would go solely on the PC and do that with Game Pass. I'm actually excited for some more variety. I've looked at the Game Pass games on PC and I'm like, I think if Halo launches on it, I'll try it, but I'll probably go back to the console real quick.
I haven't played my Xbox.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how long.
I haven't yet. It's been a long time.
But it's...
There's reasons.
Yeah.
We'll get into that at another time.
Yep.
Okay. So along with this topic, you had sent something to me right before recording today. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was a last minute deal.
Yeah. So top consoles, right? Was this IGN who put this list together?
Yeah, it was IGN.
Yeah. Do you have it linked in here in the show notes?
No, I don't.
That's all right. So basically, it showed all the top selling units or top consoles by units sold, correct?
Yes.
All right. PS2 is still the champion, which I think we talked about this in the past. Just offhandedly.
We did, yep.
Yeah. But it still amazes me. 13 years, right?
Is that what you said? 13 years. Launched in 2000.
Yeah.
And they were still shipping units in 2013.
While they're shipping PS3s.
While shipping PS3s. Because
why not? Keep getting the money. Yeah.
Double fist it.
Well, between PS2 and PS3 and even original Xbox 360, there was a noticeable price hike, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think when the PS3, it was expensive when it first came out. Five. It was like one of the first really high price consoles, right?
Yeah.
So I think people didn't want to swallow that pill right away.
And in all honesty, the difference in graphics between PlayStation 2.
Probably not noticeable at first.
No, I didn't think they were noticeable at all.
That was in a generation. Okay, so a few things happened, I think, during that split. Systems were coming out faster than software developers could handle.
Yep.
Technology wasn't there to push those graphics further. And you saw that because the PS3, Xbox 360 era, there were so many different editions of them that made slight enhancements, right? So you had like the PS3 60 gig, right? The big kind of dome one.
Yeah, the dome.
And then you had the 120, which was a little bit slimmer.
And then the slim.
And then the, was it 320 or 240 came out, was the last one that came out.
I think it was the 320.
Yeah. And it's, you never really saw too great of graphic increases.
No.
With the 360, you had the HDR, the very last one, the Xbox Slim, Xbox 360 Slim had like...
I don't know about HDR.
4K capability or something like that.
The difference between all the 360 consoles was the processor chip.
Okay.
In all of them, because...
And the ventilation.
Yeah, that too. But each iteration was an improvement on the heat sink for the board.
Not melting all your parts inside.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a huge change, I think, in the console just mentality, was that error. That changed a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And set the groundwork for, okay, consoles are not reliable, as reliable as like a computer, and we need to fix that. And they got better and better and better. And now we're seeing it kind of go to like...
Well, I think at the time...
PlayStation Network.
I think at the time, the next gen consoles weren't as reliable. The PlayStation 2 was a workhorse.
It never failed. The disc tray would probably fail before
mine
anything.
Mine still works.
Yeah. Yep. Believe it. And I think we discussed it beforehand too. The first DVD player?
Yeah.
Question mark? Without an adapter.
Without an adapter. No, it's legit.
Yep. Good. And was there...
The PlayStation 1 could play...
Was there...
Music CDs.
Yeah. Was there internet connectivity? Was there an Ethernet port on the PS2?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Because I think you play Fantasy Star.
I did Final Fantasy 11 on my PS2.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah, they had a network adapter. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm like, I started on the PS2 with that game. So, yeah, of course. It had the hard drive slot.
It connected to the hard drive.
Right. Momentary brain fart there. I was thinking about the PS2 Slim. I'm like, even that, I think, had a network adapter, though, just built into it.
Yeah, it was built in at that point.
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool. Some of the things that surprised me, I guess it's not really, well, I guess it's kind of surprising because I've been pretty much on the Xbox fence since PS2, I guess, after that, right?
Yeah, it was right after PS2.
You look at the console sales and you think like you're in your bubble and you think that it's the most popular thing ever and blah, blah, blah. Not so much though, right? What did Xbox 360 or Xbox One came in like 15th place, like in last place? Was it? I think it was Xbox One, right?
Xbox One's in last place.
41 million units sold, where you have 100 and how much for PS2?
159 million.
Now you're going to take time into consideration.
Yep.
So 13 years for PS2 and Xbox One's been out.
PlayStation 4 just took the fourth spot.
Wow.
With 106 million.
So I've never owned... Okay, that's not true.
Now, mind you, from IG, this is all info from IGN, and they do specify that these are unofficial totals, but...
Okay. Well, what's the PS3 at?
PS3 is...
Is it on there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just above the Xbox 360. So the top all-time is PlayStation 2.
Yep.
Then the Nintendo DS.
Ooh, yeah.
And then Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
Wow.
Is number 3. PlayStation 4 is in the 4th spot. The PlayStation is in the 5th spot.
Yeah. The PlayStation 1?
Yep, PlayStation 1.
Okay.
Nintendo Wii, and then PlayStation 3, and then the 360.
I would have thought the Wii would have been higher.
They had more initial sales, but you gotta remember at the time, it was cool what they did with the motion.
They made it more of a party thing, too, where I guess you need only one system, but like one friend. Like, the first person I knew who owned one was Mike, and I remember driving all the way to his house to play like Wii bowling or something. Yeah. I never bought one. And when I finally bought one, I realized it wasn't as fun if you don't have everybody with you.
Yep.
So I'm like, eh. And I think the Switch kind of, no pun intended, switched that up because yes, it's fun to play with others, but it also has a serviceable online. But then it's portable and it's fun to do.
My only gripe with the Switch is I don't like their marketplace.
How so?
I mean, I just it feels restricted to me as far as like searching and.
Oh, you mean the marketplace? I thought you meant like them in the console
marketplace. No, I mean their
eShop.
Yeah, their eShop.
Okay. Gotcha.
I felt the original eShop on the Wii was more.
Oh, really? I don't like the shop at all, to be honest with you. It feels like it's more marketing to me than actually just showing me their catalog.
Yeah.
It feels like everything's splashing like, this is the deal, this is the deal, this is the deal. And I guess Xbox does that too, but maybe it's probably because I'm more familiar with that marketplace than I am the eShop.
Yeah.
But I've never, I don't think I've ever.
I mean, I haven't even been a fan of Xbox's marketplace since, yeah. I mean.
Go in there for the AAA titles, buy it digital, share it, and then it's done. But
I liked the setup that they had back in the day with the Blades.
Yep.
And, you know, the Xbox Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked how they had that separate section.
The Blades.
But I mean, just the separate, you know, all right, these are the old school arcade titles, that kind of deal. I miss that, you know. Everything is just kind of jumbled together now. Mm-hmm. I don't really like that.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what every system, every console, I think besides Nintendo, because they don't really have a movie rental service on their thing. I think that we had Netflix, but you had to get a disc for that too, didn't you? Like the Netflix disc, didn't you have to put that in to get Netflix? Yeah. Everything's an entertainment center now. I know they've been called entertainment centers forever, but Xbox, PlayStation, they are a true dedicated entertainment center where you can rent, stream movies, you can buy games, stream games.
And you know, that's fine and everything, but
consoles should just be consoles.
Dude, kids don't know the struggle today.
Mm-mm, nope. Having to go to the Blockbuster and realizing that new release is all out because they only put two discs on the wall or two cartridges on the wall. And it's like, well, I guess I'll wait a month.
But it was something to do to get out of the house.
True. It was a treasure hunt. It was good. It was fun. It was fun and sad at the same time because you go there on a Friday night and you knew nothing was going to be there.
But it encouraged you to explore into different things too.
That's true. I can't tell you how many times I just picked up a random game, played it, and I was like,
okay, this is cool.
I think one of those, there was a place that used to be downtown in Webster. Is it Videotime? Is the name of it? Had Blast Chamber. And me and Mike played that for hours. And there would be other times where there was duds. I remember specifically Driver on PS2 or PS1. I don't know why, but I could not get out of the start menu. I never played the game. I couldn't get out of the start menu. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. So I ended up returning it because I'm like, I don't know. I can't play this game. I think it's like broken. I'm sure if I went back to it now, I could understand. My kid mind didn't understand how to get past the start menu.
Yep.
So,
I mean,
I don't know.
I can remember renting Bushido Blade for PlayStation 1. And that game is actually how I got my nickname.
Really?
It is.
Wow. And the Hara.
But it's not a very PC story, so we're not going to talk about that.
We won't talk about that today, kids. Email us at gentlemangamepodcast.
But truth be told, that is how my nickname came about, was playing that game.
Okay.
So.
All right. Fair enough. Maybe we'll tell a story. Because I think I remember it. Kid him, Andy Hara. Anyway. All right, so we'll move on to our next topic. I'm having a lot of fun talking tonight, actually, but it just feels good to get back into the swing of things. But some news announced, some not awesome news announced, that one of the shows that we were looking forward to on Disney Plus. Before we get into this, have you checked out The Mandalorian yet?
Yeah.
Have you watched it through?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched like the last episode yet.
You haven't?
No.
What are you waiting for?
I got on The Witcher. Witcher's an amazing. Did you watch The Witcher yet?
Nope.
An amazing show.
Okay. Well,
anywho, maybe we'll talk about that next. The topic that we're supposed to talk about is Obi-Wan delayed.
Yes, that's so unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if there were. So when you told me this, I'm like, yeah, but I think that was just a rumor mill thing, blah, blah, blah. Then went on Twitter and there's article after article.
Blowing up Twitter right now.
Supposedly, is it Kathleen Kennedy? Is the president of Lucasfilm that part of Disney Plus?
She hated the script.
Hated the script. And I think this might be her trying to correct the ship, because apparently there are a lot of people upset with her because of how the last Star Wars movie was. It didn't live up to some people's expectations. And of course, because she is the CEO, the blame was put on her for that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Why would that have anything to do with her?
Because the way she put the last three movies together,
the way I look
there was
at
no
it,
coherent story. She rushed it, basically.
The way I look at it, the jerk off that directed the second movie is the one that
screwed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I wasn't thinking screwed it up.
She decided to do that, though. That was her call to do that. She said, okay, J.J. Abrams, you do the first. We'll get someone for the second because your time is somewhere else right now. We're not going to wait for J.J. You can be someone we call and ask questions to, maybe, but not fully through. And then J.J., you'll come back for the third one. She made that call, and a lot of people were upset about that. So I think her doing this is trying to avoid a total collapse, if you will, in the trust of the diehard fans, maybe. I don't know. I haven't even seen the new one yet.
It was good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be good. I've enjoyed all of them.
It was good.
For what they are.
It was good. I did not like The Last Jedi.
No?
No.
No. I will have to see it again. Everything feels so rushed in these new ones, but I get it. You're selling an action movie
The Force Awakens, mm-hmm. I thought was really good.
It was a tip of the cap.
Yep.
It was good. I liked it. Yeah.
I
don't think I minded the second one.
I didn't like it.
But I can't really remember much of it, except for hologram Luke Skywalker.
I mean, come on. You spend the whole first movie looking for him.
And then you do that.
And then...
Yeah. It was a little weird, right?
Yeah, thank you.
I'll have to watch it again. I'm going to have to watch the first three.
It made zero sense why they went that route, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
So... I don't know. I kind of had a different expectation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, with the original trilogy, Empire was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, being, you know, the number two. I mean, Empire out of the first three, I think, is the best out of the three. Oh, yeah.
I like...
Of course you do. You like the Ewoks.
Those Ewoks.
You were a kid when that
I
movie...
Was.
You.
You
were...
was, what year did that come out?
89?
No.
Not that
late?
No.
That's probably when I... that must be 3 years old.
84 or 85?
No, so, yeah, or... okay. Yeah, no. So, no.
Well, no, maybe not even that late. Because the original Star Wars was 77.
Mm-hmm.
I think Empire was in 80. It is so...
I don't know. You can Google it real quick.
Yeah,
but I'll Google it.
I know for a fact Star Wars was 77. Empire, I believe, was in 80. And I think Return was in 83.
All right, let's see. All right. So, Episode 4 is 1977, and Empire Strikes Back is 1980, and Return of the Jedi is 83.
Boom.
You got it. Nice.
I didn't at first. But...
I think the reason why, and this is going to sound really dumb and stupid, but it's my kid mind. The reason why I like Return of the Jedi is because he has a green saber, and green's my favorite color, so I really like that one.
Well, yeah, I like the green saber, too.
Yeah.
Well, I can't talk about it because you haven't seen it yet. So.
I haven't seen it yet, no. I think I get the gist of it. I've seen memes where I'm like, okay, I pretty much saw that coming, blah, blah.
But the Ewoks were made to market kids.
Yeah. So
just like he thought that Jar Jar was going to appeal to kids too, but yeah, it didn't work out so well.
They probably freaked the kids out more than anything. So,
Misa thinks this is a bad idea.
So we'll see how he does on the game shows with the kids. If they all run crying.
My God, look at his lips.
What's going on? What's up? All right. So I think that's it for the Geekly Rewind. I think we touched on a full episode on the Geekly Rewind.
Yeah, pretty much everything, right?
So just about, you know, 30, 40 minutes in, we're going to get into news and notes.
Okay.
News and notes.
News and notes from Everything Geek.
All right.
I'm going to auto-tune that.
Probably.
All right. So a lot of big news came up, and this is going to kind of tie into two topics for us tonight. We have RK1UP news. I was kind of coming around the corner on these. I was saying, you know what? They're doing some good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to spend the money for them, but I'm cheap. But they're coming out with some good. They're using their licenses very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
They just announced. Now, the last string of cabinets they announced really piqued my interest.
Yep. That was Ninja Turtles, Star Wars, the cocktail tables, right? Yep. Marvel. Yep.
The Marvel cabinet. Yep.
That's all the ones that kind of made me turn my head a little bit more. Like, ooh.
Yep. And then they just announced this last string.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, now we're getting serious.
Now we're in it. We're in it to win it now.
You know, I mean, they announced NBA Jam.
NBA Jam with online, which is unique.
Yep.
I think this is the one thing I'm going to say about this. This is the one thing that made me go, oh boy. Because they were all about getting everyone together, right? Get to the arcade. Get back to the arcade feeling. Get back to the arcade. I'll be sitting on my stool playing NBA Jam live with you at your house, sitting on your stool playing NBA Jam live, which is okay. But you could do that on... Didn't Xbox have the NBA Jam?
Yeah.
So it's like, I get it. It's a joystick and everything, but keep it local. Make it stay local.
Yeah.
Make that beauty again. I don't know. That's just the way I feel about it.
I think it's neat. And I think it's a neat way to be able to upload your high scores.
True. That's a good point. The high score thing is a good point because not going to have a river of people coming through your house to play. So the high score thing, you'll always be the high score. You know? So I do agree with that. I think it's okay for them to upload. If it's just purely for a high score thing, golden. I'm all for that. And especially they announced pinball cabinets.
Yep.
3/4 scale pinball cabinets. They are digital.
I was disappointed to hear that.
Yeah, but they have haptic feedback, meaning when you hit the buttons,
it
will feel like you'll get a little bit of vibration. Yeah. When you hit the button to punch the ball out, you'll feel it. You'll feel all those things, which is cool. But yeah, it's probably not what a lot of people wanted. But think about all the issues people might have if it were mechanical, if it were physical. We'll get into that in just a minute. I just want to announce some of the other things.
Burger time.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got to say, the design of the cabinet.
Waiting for, is Root Beer Tapper on that too?
No.
Oh, okay. That's essentially the same game, right?
No.
It's like, slide it down and serve everybody?
No.
Okay, then I've never played Burger Time.
Never played Burger Time?
Never played Burger Time then.
Well, Burger Time is basically kind of like...
Is it an assembly line where you build a burger or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like Donkey Kong-esque.
Okay.
Where you got to climb up ladders and you walk across platforms where there's food on the platform. And when you walk across it, it drops it down to the bottom. And as you go up in the level and make more stuff drop, that's when you make your sandwich. And you get chased around by... other types of food that can kill you, and to ward them off, you throw salt at them.
Oh, of course. Okay. So the extra food is witches, apparently, because salt over your shoulder will keep them away.
So, but what's neat about the Burger Time cabinet is it is true to the original design of the cabinet.
That's what I read too,
Of the side panel of the cutout of the chef with his chef hat.
Gotcha.
Which is pretty cool.
And that's a great topic, or a great point, rather, because the NBA Jam Live one is an actual basketball on the outside of it. It's textured.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That I didn't catch.
Yep. That was one of the things that I was reading in the articles, is that the sides are actually textured like a basketball. So they're going beyond just the cabinet. They're making it aesthetically, making it try to look true to what it was before. And that's the Star Wars cabinet.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars cabinet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can remember playing those as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not by far great graphics or anything. Sure. It's all vector
yep.
style graphics, but it's just cool. It was a cool,
yeah.
you know, like sitting in that, you know, because they had stand up versions in the arcade and they had sit down versions too.
Yep.
With the, you know, the pilot
yep.
joystick. It was just really cool.
Yeah.
It was,
and Arcade 1-Up's coming up with those.
Yeah.
They come out with, they have the, they announced the stand up one a while ago and
yep.
a custom riser.
Yep. Custom riser.
And then they're making the second one with a pull out bench,
which I'm really interested in that. I mean, I think it's neat that,
yeah.
you know, it has a bench built into it that,
yep.
you know,
it's unique.
Functional. It's very good. Functional.
Yes. I still, like I said, won't be buying any of them, but I do agree with you that they're going beyond just throwing stuff out. Just the same cabinet, different decal, get it, go. They're coming out with more four player with an extended joystick
yep.
Spacing, which is nice. I like the titles that they're getting. I like the
Sega cabinet looks really good too.
That's with the Altered Beast and
it's gonna have Golden Axe, Shinobi.
I saw Altered Beast on one of them. Golden Axe, Shinobi, Wrestle War.
Yeah, Wrestle War.
An unreleased version of arcade version of Golden Axe.
Golden Axe.
Revenge of the Death Adder.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's never been released on consoles.
Okay. Well, then it's going to be a big selling point.
That is an arcade only version of the game.
I could have sworn Altered Beast was on that.
Maybe it is.
Note it correctly,
but
I thought it was on there, but
I know
could be
that.
Just wrong.
But Wrestle War.
Yeah, what's that one?
Wrestle War. It's a wrestling game. I have it for the Japanese Genesis?
Got me, man. I have no idea.
It was only released in arcades and Japan.
Oh, really? Wow.
But it's basically a WWF game.
Oh, okay.
But not.
It's just not with the license.
Not with the licensing. Gotcha. But and the thing that's pretty neat about the game, like the cart that I have,
yeah.
it's got Hulk Hogan on the yes.
Really?
It does.
But it's not licensed. Huh.
They all wrestled in Japan over the years.
Okay.
When they weren't wrestling in WWF, they were out in Japan wrestling.
Oh, okay. But, I don't follow the wrestling.
I know you don't.
At all. But, so it's not my cup of tea, but.
But I just think it's really cool that they're putting out a wrestling game.
Yeah. They went above and beyond then for that one then.
They put
that an unreleased game into a cabinet. That's pretty cool. That might be one to grab then.
It's one of the ones that. I'm seriously considering getting, just because I mean the version of Golden Axe alone.
Yes, to have something that was never released on a console.
Yeah,
just to have that ability to say like, "Hey, I got a game that's never been released."
I believe that game was released in the arcade in like around '92.
Okay,
right around there. I never got to play it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the point where I hadn't really started playing in arcades again.
Okay.
So
along with this, before we get into your yeah. the big headliner here.
Yep.
I just want to bring up that I'm not sure, and obviously these are being sold for the residential blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But with the number of titles that are coming out and with the scarcity of the original cabinets, I think we are seeing and we have seen bars opening up, restaurants opening
oh,
up
yeah.
with arcade machines again.
They've announced several in Worcester.
Yeah, which I'm hopeful for that they're going to be awesome, but I don't want it to become so overpopulated where they just kill each other out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the only ones that I really knew of, there was one out in Western Mass that I heard about,
mm-hmm.
and they have one in Providence.
Okay.
I haven't been to either.
Yeah, they're called Barcades, right?
Yeah, they're Barcades.
Yeah.
I heard the one in Western Mass was decent.
Okay. I'm not sure if the one opened up in Worcester yet.
No, it's not open yet.
Yeah, I think I've seen something on one of our local news stations talking about it or something like that, but it looks promising. It looks like
yeah,
something I'd definitely
I would
go
check,
to.
I would just, definitely check it out.
You know, play a couple games, drink a couple beers, wings, whatever, bar food. I mean, bar food and arcades kind of go hand in hand, right? It's just something quick to eat and play.
Well, yeah.
Just don't get your fingers messy. Yeah. You know? Can't have the fingers messy.
No greasy fingers.
Maybe they'll have like someone holding like a chicken finger for you while you eat it. You know? Take it. Take my food.
Chicken on a stick.
Chicken on a stick.
So
I think, and we will see, and we have seen, and it's going to happen, that they're going to kind of flourish again. I just don't want them to flourish so much where they just kind of fizzle out.
The cabinets, I think they've come a long way.
Yes.
My only problem, I don't have enough room.
Right.
I have to be very selective about what I buy.
Well, our buddy Ian has a fantastic layout.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic layout in his basement.
I'm impressed with how well they play.
Yes.
I really am.
Yep. The response time, the responsiveness, the Christmas, it looks great. The
sounds great.
Sounds great. Beautiful. I'm
impressed with this cabinet. So, I mean, we were playing Golden Tee.
Golden Tee was fun.
I was having a good time playing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a really good time when I played that too. But yeah, no, the way he laid it out, it's nice. It feels like an arcade.
Yeah.
It feels great, you know? So kudos to our buddy Ian.
Yeah, sweet setup.
Sweet setup, sir.
Very jealous.
Uber jellies. I am actually pretty jealous about that. But again, I just don't want to spend money on cabinets because I'm cheap.
Yeah, I get it. I just, you know... I'd like to have one or two for myself.
Sure.
Eventually.
Yeah. I think if I was going to get any, I'd get one like you got the cocktail cabinet, because that one to me seems it can be a table.
It's
it can be, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't use it as a table.
Well, of course you would. I wouldn't either, but I'm just saying we could put it here.
But I mean,
I
didn't buy that for me. I bought that for my kids.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which,
so
why don't we talk about that?
Yep. So we've been talking about arcade one-ups for months now.
Yeah.
And I finally broke down and I bought one for my kids.
Good.
I got to say, the quality of the cabinet itself is it's pretty sturdy. It's well made.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was pre-drilled correctly. I had all the necessary hardware, had extra.
Yep.
And then I get it 3/4 of the way assembled and I got no audio. So I tear it back apart. Now mind you, I don't have it 100% assembled because I'm at that point where in the instructions, you know, it's like right there. You know? So And when I plugged in the audio cable for the sound into the board, at first it felt weird, and I was like, oh well, you know, maybe it's just me.
Sure.
'Cause it was kind of wiggly. I didn't really think anything of it.
Yep.
And sure enough, no audio. Hmm. So I start troubleshooting. I immediately get onto the website, and I this is the part that kind of irked me. There's no phone support.
Wow.
All email.
Even email is kind of archaic. Like it should have been like a live chat.
Zero phone, zero live chat. You open a support ticket and you wait for a response. You never know when you're going to get it. So
strike number one.
While I'm waiting, you know, I'm kind of playing around. I have the cabinet on. The top is, I've got it tilted over.
Yeah.
And I've got my gaming headset. I'm trying to figure out whether it's
a cable, the board.
Right.
You're doing all the things you're supposed to be doing. Yeah.
So I stick my headset into it. And I wiggle it around, and I'm starting to get sound.
Okay.
So I know it's not the speakers.
Yep.
And I know it's not the cable.
Yep.
So,
it's the
audio port and the board.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, I can wiggle it back and forth an eighth of an inch.
Yep.
Either way, which is pretty bad.
Yep.
So I put that in into my tech case.
You sent them a video.
I sent them a video. Now, mind you, the first response I got from them, they tell me to tear it apart.
Yeah.
And they send me instructions on how to change a joystick.
What?
Yeah. So I kind
of... That's not good.
Kind of brush it off. Yeah. And I kind of scratch my head. And I say, okay, this is what I've done.
Yeah.
You know, I feel it's the PC board. I need a new board.
Yeah.
You know, the audio port.
Not
wiggles.
Fitting. Yeah, right.
So I don't hear from him for days.
Not good.
Throw another response. Yep. I don't hear from him another couple of days after I reply. So
this is about the fourth or fifth time?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
This went on for 24 days.
Yep.
Right after Christmas.
Perfect. Your kid's present is not working, and there's no one there to help you.
Three quarters assembled, and nobody's replying to me.
Unreal.
And every time I got a response, it was like starting at square one all over again. I'm like, no, look, I sent you a video.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, the last response I got, they say, our technical support staff have
Larry down the hallway and looked at this.
Looked at your video, and they have they're very concerned, and they've decided that you need a new cable.
Nope, not right. Not right.
So I
doesn't take a technician to.
I politely reply back, no, I'm sorry, I disagree.
Yeah.
Have them look at the video again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can clearly see that it's not, the cable fits perfectly fine into the port. The port should not move.
Right.
And then I don't hear from anybody again for another 5 or 7 days. So finally, I put in the support ticket, I want a supervisor to reach out to me, please.
Yeah.
Nothing for another 4 days. So finally, they try to call me.
Yep.
And I didn't realize, because I was at work.
Yep.
And I was busy when they called.
Yep.
And when I left work, I checked my phone because I was plugging it in to charge it on my way home. And I noticed, oh shit, I got a missed call. That's weird.
Yeah.
So I listened to my email, and of course, it's RK1UP.
Sure.
Hey, you know, we just got a few questions for you. I'm like, questions?
I've given you everything.
I've given you all the info you need.
Yeah.
So the guy says, oh, you know, we'll just email you. All right, great. So I checked my email, and sure enough, you know, minutes later.
Yep.
So he, right all over again, right back to square one. It's like, this is 24 days later. So I reply back. I'm like, listen, I gave you all the info you need.
Yeah.
You got your picture. Got my receipt. You got my video.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've already told you I have audio.
Yeah.
No audio all of the time.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know how much more I can.
Right.
So finally, I'm mad at this point. I'm like, you know what? I'm all set.
Yep.
Because
I returned it
to Best Buy. They took it back. No questions asked. Yeah. Immediately. Yep. Assembled.
Yep.
They took it back assembled.
Yep.
With no box.
Yep. That's really unreal.
And exchanged it for another one.
Right.
No questions asked.
Yep.
That's how it should have been from day one.
It's honestly the first, and to understand, this is right after the holidays. I'm sure that they had a lot of tickets, which we'll get into that.
Fine.
But not a month later. That's completely.
So then I get an email, you know, asking, you know, are you satisfied with your experience? Oh, man. I was still pissed, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. And I railed them. I railed them so bad on that survey.
Yeah, you should have. there's no reason why you shouldn't have unleashed on it. And we're not saying that he was swearing up and down or anything like that. He just put strictly how much he was disappointed in their service.
Along with the fact that I had thoroughly explained
multiple times,
this was a Christmas gift. Can we please do something?
Yep.
Like, at one point, I was even considering just saying to them, how much is a PC board?
Right.
Sell it to me.
Right.
but then I said, no, I just spent all this money on it and it didn't work out of the box.
Right.
Why should I pay for a PC board?
Right.
So long story short, I returned it to Best Buy and I got another one.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, that thing went together really quick because I had a lot of practice taking it apart and putting it back together the first time around.
Sure.
So I didn't even need the instructions the second time around.
Good. Nice. Lovely split.
Works out of the box.
Yeah.
Everything's mint.
Yeah.
My kids love it.
Perfect.
So, I mean, it's a win-win. In that aspect.
Sure. But they reached back out one more time, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did. So a manager reached out to me after the fact.
And it was settled.
Yep.
Basically.
Apologized.
They squared up.
They squared up. They're still shipping me a piece.
Good. Yep.
I don't know what piece.
Yep.
I'll probably get a cable.
It's gonna be a cable. It's definitely gonna be a cable.
But they did offer me a coupon towards my next purchase,
right?
Which I think is very fair.
It's very fair. But I think this shows growing pains of a small company.
Yes.
They're getting larger. Don't get me wrong. They're large. They have a lot of money because they're buying licenses.
I think that they're very understaffed.
Especially on the technical side, or at least on the response customer service side, they're very understaffed. I'm thinking there might be a handful of people at this point. And they were all just gone for a week or something after Christmas or something.
Well, fine, if that's the case. But even the emails say that our support staff are on the job 24/7. So, I mean, regardless. What I want to get at is that, all right, I had a very sour experience with the company on the technical support side.
Yeah.
I will say that... the quality of the cabinet itself is actually pretty rock solid for the price.
From my experience playing over Rhode Ian's house, they're solid. They're a good cabinet.
I mean, I'm just talking from the standpoint of actually assembling it myself.
Sure. Yep.
I'm really impressed. It didn't feel chintzy.
Sure. Didn't feel like it was from IKEA.
No, it didn't. And I'll tell you what, those panels are heavy.
Good.
They're heavy. They're made out of MDF.
Yep.
Which
dense board.
Yeah.
It's literally in the name. Dense fiber.
It was a good experience in the end.
It's a good quality product when it's right.
Yes.
However, they need to catch up on their customer service, which is a growing pains. Of a company, right? So unfortunately you had to deal with that. So this is one of those stories that where it was good, you bought the product, you're excited for it, then you had this kind of
I'm thinking to myself, I finally pulled the trigger on one. I mean, our buddy Ian has bought three or four of them, assembled three or four of them,
no problem.
The one I buy
effed up. that is life in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, with that, guys, I think, do you have anything else?
No.
All right.
But,
yeah,
I still have my high score on Dig Dug. My kids can't beat it.
All right, guys. With that, we're going to call it. Thank you for sticking around. Hope you guys enjoyed. Get us at Twitter at gentleman_geek. And we'll catch you later. See you next time.
Peace. See ya.
A Gentleman Geek production. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek or visit our WordPress website at www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.